password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from 227 and another world, Jack A. Harry. And from New Heart, Tom Poston. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Come to that, Jack. Mr. Poston. There you are. Okay. Here we are. I thank you very much. Thank you very much for that nice welcome out there. What a good group we have today. We've had a good group all week, as a matter of fact. This is one of the most exciting weeks we've had, I think, in a long time, maybe since we've been on the air, because you're a wonderful player, and you are too. And it's been funny and an exciting time because we've had so much fun with our champion, who is really hot. We have a lady who's roaring. She is. She's won a lot of money, and she has a challenger. And we're going to meet them both unless you, either one of you has something that you'd like to say, anything you'd like to share with us at this time. Okay, moving right along. did you have something you wanted to share, sir? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, this is such a fast-moving show, and I don't have a chance to get a word in edgewise.
You managed to say a few things, sir. I wouldn't say that. I thought you did handled yourself very nicely this week so far.
Well, thank you. You've been very nice, too.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I thought you looked... And then this is a very nice...
Christmas gift for my wife.
Ah, yes. Very, very nice gift.
I like it.
We call this, what do we call this?
Kashmir.
Kashmir, that's right.
Kashmir.
That's what I knew that it was very nice and probably very expensive as well, too.
It's preferable to a toy suit.
Yes, absolutely. Let's move on with the show, shall we? Here comes our champion, Gwendolyn, and her challenger, Tamara. Come on in, ladies.
Hi.
Excuse me, champ. We'll talk to your challenger briefly, if you don't mind. Tamara, please tell us about yourself again.
My name is Tamara Childs. I'm from Nevada City, California. More people that are from there.
Yeah, they're bussing them in, I think. It's a...
I cook in a local restaurant. I like to call myself a chefess. And I have a wonderful boyfriend named Bill who has played password with me every night preparing me for the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck to you. It's always nice to have a chefess on the show, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's hard to say all that stuff. Here's our champion, Gwendolyn, who has a grand total of $35,900.
Smiling.
You bet. Okay.
That's all I can do is smile. I can't do anything else. I'm so excited. I'm...
Still a Gwendolyn?
I'm still Gwendolyn. I still live in Los Angeles. I still design jewelry for a living, although I might rest a little bit.
Yes, take a little vacation now.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do now? You got a lot of money. What are you going to do with it? What's the first thing that comes to your mind that you'd like to buy or spend it on?
I'm not going to spend it.
You're not? You're going to save it, put it away? And
mm-hmm.
Really?
I'll have this $36,000 when I die.
Yeah. What about your husband?
Okay, well, let's listen. If that's what you want to do, it's your money. You can do whatever you want to do with it. Here we go, gang. The $200 puzzle and the Gwendolyn and Tamara giving the clues. And here comes your first word, too. Cash word's worth $1,000, by the way. Gwendolyn, you will start us off, if you will.
Handsome. Urbane.
Okay, Tamara.
Dignified.
Beautiful.
All right, Gwendolyn.
Debonair. Elegant.
Fourth and final clue.
Lashing.
Pardon me?
Lashing.
Tying. I don't
She was going for a rhyme on that last one, I believe.
Oh, now I know what it is.
No. You said a word already, which wasn't it. You didn't get a buzzer, but he did say a word. Did he not? Yes. The word was dashing, and we'll put it on the board, and nobody guesses. Okay? There it is. Okay. Move it. Thank you, Jeff. Here we go. Next word, please. Good thing I'm paying attention. You know what I mean? Gwendolyn, it's your word, please.
Okay. Cranberry
sauce. Good.
Tamara.
That's very good.
Delicious, as a matter of fact. Here we go.
Liquid.
Juice.
Yes, very nice. Okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Dashing juice, sir.
O.J. Simpson.
The first thing occurred to me, is it O.J. Simpson?
Oh, I thought it was
funny. What a football announcer. That's the first thing that occurred to me. When I said it out loud to you, dashing juice.
What are the other clues?
Monday, announcer, football, so forth. Okay, nice going. Tamara has $300. Gwendolyn has yet to score in this particular game. Aha, there's that little magic toaster. And here's your introduction to that, Tamara. First time for you. You know how we do it. Tom will give you three clues. If you get it, you get the check right now. And let's show everybody at home what the cash word is. And we're ready for our first clue. Please, Tom. Sir.
Hick.
Hillbilly.
Clue number two.
Bumpkin.
Kinfolk.
Clue number three.
Countryfied.
Hayseed?
All those words are good, just not the end, the one. The one was yokel.
Oh.
Yeah, local maybe for a rhyme, huh? Local, yokel? Local yokel is exactly right.
That was a lousy $1,000.
Next time it'll be worth two with our score 3 for Tamara and 0 for Gwendolyn. At this point we'll change partners and we'll break away and come back. As I sent you out loud, dashing OJ is perfect. You know, now you'll use that some places. That's awful good, unless you already have. I'm visiting with Tom, as you can see, and we're about ready to move into our $300 puzzle. Tamara's in the lead at this point. We're playing for $5,000 over there at the end. Now's the time to do it. If you're going to hang around, Gwendolyn, this is it. Here we go. Jacquet and Tom giving the clues. Show everybody at home what the first word of the $300 puzzle is. And Tom, if you will, sir.
Forefathers.
Ancestors.
All right, Jacquet.
Mayflower. Pilgrims.
Yes, excellent. Perfect. Perfect. So way to get on that second clue. Bang. All right, Pilgrims on the board, Tamara, for the game for you.
Is it the Mayflower?
Is it the Mayflower? No, it's not. Good guess. Off we go. Next word, please. There it is, Jacquet.
Airplane. Jet.
Oh, I have such a clue here.
Alighting.
Landing.
That's it. All I could think of was not. Would that have been a good clue? Maybe not. Okay.
That came out of the bottom of
a lighting the just came out. We have Pilgrims and Landing.
Is it Plymouth Rock?
Is it Plymouth Rock? Got to be. Didn't need Massachusetts Beach or Boulder. Well, you guys are really playing so well that you have to get it early or you can't be in this game.
I know.
Let's put that out there if we can. There you go. This is the $400 puzzle. We have a 300 to 300 tie playing for $5,000. Off we go. Tamara and Gwendolyn giving the clues. Here comes your first word. There it is, Tamara.
Gooey.
Sticky.
That's it. Okay. Sticky's the word for the game.
Bubblegum.
Is it bubblegum? Oh, qualifies though. Next word, please. All right, Tamara.
Hack.
Phony.
Oh. What did you say?
Phony.
Oh, phony. Okay. Gwendolyn? Gwendolyn, you're giving the clue.
Oh, I'm... Excuse me. I am so sorry.
You're looking at Tom waiting.
Okay. I was waiting for him.
And she almost got it.
I am so sorry. Okay, let's say... Oh, this is going to be a tough one. Okay, expectorate.
Spit.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah.
Tamara.
Yeah.
Sneeze. Cough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hacking might have done it. Hacking might have done it. All right, we have sticky cough for the game.
Oh, what do you call it? Cough syrup.
Is it cough syrup? Ooh, it took a while with that buzz, didn't it? It was heart failure. Next word, please. All
right, there it is. And Tamara, you're still up.
Candy. Lollipop.
Okay, Gwendolyn?
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
Yeah, that's it. Sticky, cough, and chocolate for the game, Tom.
Drops.
Is it drops? Okay, next word, please. Uh-huh, Gwendolyn?
Okay. Syrup.
Maple.
That's right. Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. That's great, guys. Whoa, that's good.
Don't get me excited.
All right.
Then, please.
Sticky, cough, chocolate, and maple, Tom.
Syrup.
Is it for the game? Is it syrup? Yes, it is. Give me a record. Yes, but that was a perfect logical thing to say when you got sticky and cough, cough syrup, right?
Well,
I guess because they already had cough as a clue, see?
I've been able, brilliant.
All right, congratulations to you. Our champion has held out here. Tamara, you did well. Boy, you had her on the run for a while. You got it to a tie. Congratulations to Gwendolyn. We have to say goodbye to you, Tamara. You leave us with $300, which is better than nothing, I suppose. Thanks so much. I'm sorry it wasn't more. We'll come back in a minute and play for $5,000 more for Gwendolyn. Don't go away. That was tough because he said cough syrup. That's the answer. But because cough is one of the clues, didn't figure it would be. He said cough. That's the absolute truth. Okay, here we are. Here we are for the fifth time with Gwendolyn, and we were just saying before how unusual it is. It is very, very difficult to get over here five times. All kinds of things have to happen, including two wonderful celebrities to play with, I must say, who play awfully well. But you have played wonderfully. We have 10 more words for you, D through M, the letters D through M. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get them all, I will give you $5,000 more. Thomas, you know you have 60 seconds, sir. Take a look at your first word over there. It's coming up momentarily. Okay. Good luck, Gwendolyn. Ready and go.
Holland.
Dutch.
E.
Railway. Shipping.
L. L.
Local.
Engine.
No. Local.
Local Express.
Oh, yeah.
F.
Cave.
Flintstones.
Right.
G.
State.
Georgia.
H.
Animal.
Hyena.
Huge. Fat. Gigantic. Water.
Well, oh.
Pass.
Yeah.
I.
Money. Earnings.
Income.
J.
Cigarette, marijuana,
joy,
and K.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know this person.
Well, that's the fastest 60 seconds I ever saw in my life.
I know. Forget it. I'm so happy.
I can't believe it. That's some
joy. How did I know that?
I don't know. I thought it was 60 seconds. That sounded like 15 to me. I couldn't believe that. The big, fat animal in the water with an H. What is an H? It was a hippopotamus.
Well, I don't know.
You've got six more. You leave us with our best wishes and our congratulations, and you walk away from Super Password with our pleasure, believe me, $37,200.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy. We'll come back in just a moment with more Super Password. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm fine. Well, you know what I think? I think you're back. We're back. It feels kind of strange not to have Gwendolyn sitting here, doesn't it? I mean, boy, she had some run. That was really something. Well, we're in an unusual place for us lately. We have two new players, and let's bring them on and get on with it, shall we? Wendy and Don, come on in, please. Hi, Wendy. It's nice to meet you.
Great to be here.
Hi, Don. Nice to meet you,
sir. Nice to be here.
We've got two new people. We don't know where to start here. This will be interesting. Tell us, Wendy, about yourself first.
Well, my name is Wendy Muscariello. I'm a native California, living in Dana Point at the moment. I'm a newlywed of 7 months, and I'm working on getting my career underway.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what that is, or you'd rather not?
It's business, resumes, and
business and
typing
things.
Letters and all that boring stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Don, tell us about yourself, please.
All right. I'm Don Hawkins. I'm an attorney here in Southern California. And I have a wonderful wife of 2 years as of New Year's Day, so that I could remember the anniversary.
Yeah.
In our spare time, we like to play golf, watch 227, Bob Newhart, and Super Password.
What a guy. Yeah.
He's sharp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, Don, you're an attorney, okay, and a silver-tongued devil, too, I must say. Welcome to you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go, gang. $100 puzzle coming up. Jacquet and Tom are given the clues, and off we go. First word, please. There it is. Jacquet?
Rat.
Mouse.
All right, Tom?
Informer.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Rat.
Narc.
Okay. I don't know the stuff that's coming out on this show. Fourth and final clue, Tom.
Tattler.
Stool pigeon.
No, but that's what we were after, I guess, anyway. The word was fink. We'll put it on the board and nobody guesses. Okay, we have a fink on the board. And next word, please. There it is. Chucky?
Relay.
Pass.
Okay, Tom?
Event.
Race?
Yes. Okay. Fink and race. Don, what could that be? Okay, next word. Boy, I have no idea where we're going. Oh, Tom?
Compress.
Compact.
All right, Shaquay?
Suitcase.
Shut.
Okay, Tom?
Stuff.
Pack.
That's it. Okay. See what it is? Tom knows what it is. Think, race, and pack. Don?
Airline flight?
Is it an airline flight? Okay, moving right along. Gene always knows the answer. Tom?
Snare.
Trap.
That's right. Very good clue, Tom. Perfect clue. Think, race, pack, and trap. Dumb.
Rodent?
That's not so dumb.
Is it a rodent? Okay. Moving along, gang. Last word. This is it. Here it comes. Everybody at home. Tom?
Rodent. Oh.
Now we're in trouble. We're in big trouble now. Should we show what we got up here?
I did that.
The word goes up and the other team gets a guess. All right, don't say a word.
So I got a guess.
The word is rodent and what, but Wendy gets a guess first.
Is it rat?
Is it rat? Too bad, Tom. Don't feel bad. It happens. It happens to the best of us, sir. Okay, Wendy gets the $100 puzzle sort of on a default there. We'll come back in just a moment. We've got a ways to go. Don't worry about it now. See you in a minute. Let me tell you what happened. Well, you want to say the same thing. You want to hear the same thing. Okay. Here we are. I'm trying to console Tom and not have him feel so badly, because I knew exactly what was going on in your mind when you said that.
It's even doubly dumb, because I knew that the word, I figured the word was rat, and I knew I couldn't say that, which is untrue.
Yes,
I could say
it,
but my mind says, don't say the word, so I looked down, I said, rodent, I said, maybe it's mouse. So I said, rodent.
To get mouse, and unfortunately, why are you all waving at me out there? Oh, goodbye. Okay, we have to say goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for watching, guys.